In chapter 27 of Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman begins with a very powerful statement. He says that in order to draw the entire world into serving Hashem in unity, so that everyone will get rid of all their idols and nonsense and only pray to Hashem, this is accomplished in each and every single generation based on the level of peace that exists in the generation. Because when there's peace, people can analyze and explain to each other the truth. And by people being able to explain and listen to each other, each and every person can get rid of the nonsense and falseness and bring themselves close to the truth, to Hashem. Now, Rav Nosson Zal tells us in Likutei Halachos that in each and every single generation, there are true tzaddikim. There are genuine religious people. Hashem would never leave a generation completely orphaned. And each and every true tzaddik in his generation definitely has the ability to get the entire world to do tshuva. The main obstacle to this is the machlokis, the conflict that exists, number one, against the tzaddikim, and the lack of unity among ourselves, that this is really what prevents these tzaddikim from being able to accomplish this ultimate goal. We know that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, all of these tzaddikim, there was machlokis against them, and there was a lack of unity during their time, and that's what prevented them from accomplishing this mission. Yeshaya HaNavi in chapter 32 tells us, V'hoyo maise hatzdoko shovayim, that the act of charity promotes peace, v'avoidas hatzdoko hashkeit v'vetach adoylam. And the activity of tzedakah, charity, brings about eternal peace and calmness and stability. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Marbe tzedakah, marbe shalom. And this is why, especially on Hanukkah and Purim, the Torah puts an emphasis on tzedakah. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that on Hanukkah, the poor people go around collecting in order to promote this shalom that's needed, that these lights should be able to light up the darkness. Light represents truth. There's a pasuk, Orcho va'amitcho, your light and your truth, that these eight lights should be able to replace all the darkness in the world, all the sheker, all the falseness, and be able to allow for the true tzaddikim, that their words should be able to reach everyone they need to reach in order to bring about the final geula. We're living at a time when there are so many people just among our nation, youth and others, that are struggling, that aren't connecting to Hashem properly. And Rabbeinu Zalman, Rav Nosson Zal tell us, when a wealthy person and a poor person unite in this mitzvah and share in this mitzvah, this generates the shalom that's needed, that the words of the tzaddikim should be able to reach whoever they need to reach and be able to connect and reconnect all of us to Hashem. We hope that the campaign that we're starting now for Hanukkah will give people an opportunity to support people that we know really need the help, the financial help. And in this zechus, all of us will merit being zeicher to come close to Hashem, to have unity and peace in our families, with our neighbors, with our friends, and be zeicher to see the final geula with the coming of Moshiach, the building of the Beis Hamikdash, which is called Sukkas Shalom. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.